Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Dalid Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simin Tof Mem Beis, which deals with various mixtures of chametz and non-chametz items. Are you over the issue of Bayiro, Bayimotze, and other dinim of Pesach? We begin on the second line with Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Hapas Atzmo She'ifsha. If you have bread that has spoiled, and it's spoiled to the point where it's v'nifsula melechol akelev. A dog will not even eat this anymore. That's how badly spoiled this bread is. Or alternatively, umelugma shenisrucha. Umelugma is a certain type of a bandage that's made also with flour and dates and things like that, that has partial chametz in it as well as non-chametz in it. So this bandage over here that is totally spoiled. So eino chayel levar. Both of these two items over here, the very spoiled bread or this bandage that contains some chametz in it, that is also considered spoiled. So since they're not royal achilas kelev, even a dog won't eat them, they're not considered chametz, and you're not over bayimotze. If you have them, you're not obligated to be mavire them before the start of the sixth hour of Pesach, and you're allowed to own them on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Gotten Tes, v'davka she'ifsha kodem zman isura. We're talking here where the spoilage to the point where it's no longer royally achilas kelev occurred before the start of the sixth hour, before the zman of the iser of chametz. Because the imivsha achar zman isura, because if it became osur only after that, it was still good until then, and now only after it already was osur, after you were required to be mavirit, only then did it become no longer royally achilas kelev. So then, af she'ivsha kol kach achin a royal kelev, even though right now, in the middle of Pesach, it no longer is royally achilas kelev, nevertheless, mikol mokom chayiv levar, you still have an obligation to get rid of it. Why? Kivon shenis chayiv bo kodem shenis afshe, because the obligation to do the beer occurred before it was spoiled. And since you didn't do that, so now you had the obligation to be mavirit, even though it's now no longer royally achilas kelev, you still have to go and destroy it or get rid of it in some way. The issue footnote number 24, which we already alluded to in yesterday's shir, said, based upon this, pashal nochri shenis afshe bepesach, if the goyish bread, a person who was not Jewish owned the bread, and it spoiled in his possession, and only after the words did he give it to you, so then there's no chiyuv to be mavarit, because only when it entered into your possession was it was already spoiled. And therefore, hanah mipas zuba pesach, benefit from this type of bread, however, is nevertheless still osur, even though you're not over an isser in owning it, but you're not supposed to get any hanah from this if you got it on Pesach. And likewise, the Chazon Ish adds the same thing. And he says, this is not the opinion, however, of the Shelis Yusuf Beis Ephraim, and also the Chasam Sofer, and they both hold Muteris Banah. Since there's no Isser, then you're even allowed to get Hanah from it. So a basic machlokas between these poskim. Now, the Chazon Ish adds as well another reason. He says, Shecholuk Achiv Levirus Achometz Mi Isselenus Minu. He distinguishes, as we just did, between having an obligation to burn the chametz and the issur of getting hanor from the chametz. He says, the chiv to be mevar the chametz is noeg kol od shehu chametz. It's while it's chametz. V'kimishu nivsal, once it becomes spoiled beyond that, paka mimenu shem chametz, it's no longer kol chametz. And therefore, there's no obligation to be mevar it. However, the issur hanor never leaves from that item, and therefore, even though it no longer is considered chametz, it still carries an isser hanah. This is similar to something, for example, that you're obligated to burn or bury, and the ashes might be osur still even after you've done the burial or the burning of the item. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes in Siv Katan Yud that it has to be no longer roy for achilas kelev. It has to be beyond the point where even a dog would eat it. Because he says, the oz eino chayav bevir. Once it's reached such a level of spoilage, so then you don't have an obligation to be mavir it, because the heve ki afro bi'alma, it is like the dust of the earth and has no halachic standing to it. He continues, the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, avlo no nifsal me'achilas kelev, if it hasn't reached that point of spoilage, then avshalo adam niskalkal, even though a person wouldn't eat it anymore, it's beyond achilas adam, but it's not yet beyond the dogs eating it, ve'no roi for a person, mikol mokom adayin chayav levar kechometz gomer, even though it is not edible for a human, but since it's still edible for a dog, in this situation, you still have to burn it over here. It's considered chometz gomer, because mipnei shiroi l'chameya ba iso sacheros, because even though you might not eat it, you could use it to go and sour other doughs. In other words, you could still use it as a chometz-inducing agent. The issue footnote number 30 brings down, Vim gamli achar shenifsulo hapas mechilas kelev adayin ruyehi lachmitz iso sacheros. He says here an interesting idea from the Noda B'Yehuda. He says, if it has reached the point, there's no longer royal achilas kelep, but it still could be used to go and be machmits other does. Nevertheless, mikol makom batal mimem shem chametz. Here in this situation, even though it could be used to further sour other bread and make them into chametz, nevertheless, in this situation, it would still not require biur. This dirsha footnote has other dinim in it as well, related to this ayin sham. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudalev tells us that this melugma shenisrucha also has the same din as the bread that's spoiled. What is this melugma shenisrucha? So I already explained it based upon this Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yudalev. Hainu tachboshes, it's some sort of a bandage that's asuya, it's made out of mikemach, flour, uteinim, and figs, uchayotz behem, and other such similar materials. Sha'adam loes, he person chews on them, the nosin agabi amaka, and then you spit it out and you put it onto the maka. Not necessarily how we might treat a wound today, but nevertheless, this was certainly common. And this chametz mixture over here in this melugma is not roi lachilas kelev, and therefore there is no isra of bayirah or bayimotze. It has to have spoiled, however. Shenisrucha, sivkot yud beis. V'ayinu nami davka shenisrucha miachilas kelev. Again, it has to go so far so that even a dog wouldn't eat this anymore. Just like kamo pas and iskolel, just like the pas sheifsha. However, the issue footnote number 31 brings down here from the Chazon Ish as well, Shekivin Shenisrucha Kodim Shechmitza, as long as it's spoiled over here before it became Chametz, then Ein Hi Re'uyu L'Hachmetz Isus Secheris, and it won't be able to be used to go and make other doughs sour, in other words, to make other doughs Chametz, so then in this situation, it would be adequate if it was just Nifsalo Me'achilas Adam, if a person wouldn't eat it anymore, even though it wasn't yet Roy, that a dog wouldn't eat it, a dog still would eat it. Nevertheless, if you can't use it to be machmetz other doughs, so then it would not be over by Yerah by Yamatze, as long as it's no longer royally achilas odom, even though it's still royally achilas kelev. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, v'im hechmitza v'lo b'sof nisrucha. If it first became chametz and only afterwards subsequently spoiled, so then eino mutu lekaimah, then you wouldn't be allowed to keep it. You'd have to give him a virate, unless elo kishenisrucha koin pesach, unless it also reached the spoilage level before Pesach. Kanal gabi pas, the same exact thing like with the pas sheivsha that we just spoke about. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, v'im nisrucha kodem shesmicha hechmitza. If it's spoiled before it was chametz, then afilu b'pesach shor, then even on Pesach it would be acceptable. It's not a problem because the kivan shenifsedah kodem shenischamtza, because it was destroyed before it became chametz, so havalei kipas shenisafesh kodem zman isser. It's no different than bread that's spoiled before the zman of isser, and that bread has no halachic status of being chametz. Now we go to Sif Gimel. Begodim shekibsu osam bechelev chita. If you have clothing over here that you washed with what we call chelev chita over here, chelev chita, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudala tells us, "Hainu afilu im nira aleim ketzas mamoshos hechametz." Even if the little piece is still of the starch over here, of the chametz over here, this would be the equivalent of starching a shirt. So, if you have over here a garment that was starched, so then or v'chein niyaros or paper shedibku osam bechametz that were glued together using some sort of a glue that was chametz. Or the chol kayotzib, or anything similar to this, in all of these scenarios, mutal kaimon bePesach, you're allowed to still maintain and own them on Pesach, because again, the same idea that we brought down at the end of Sif Aleph, shein tzuras hachametz omedes, because there is no standing over here to this chametz. The chametz is totally dissolved, or the chametz is not recognizable over here. It doesn't have any tzura of being chametz. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel explains further. Rosh Lomar, afilu somach lePesach. Even if you starch these shirts over here right before Pesach, so the starch is still, so to say, fresh. The chametz is still fresh, but nevertheless, it's used over here as starch, and therefore it's destroyed the name of chametz from it, and there is no isser over here by Rabbi Yamotze. Sivkot and Tezvav, we already did Yadale. So Sivkot and Tezvav, he says the same thing would apply with papers that you glued together with some sort of chametz sticker product. Even if it's still visible over here that there's some chametz present. Why? The reason why in all of these scenarios it's not a problem of bayirah bayimotze, because it no longer has the appearance anymore of chametz, ukamosha mafaris, as we have already explained. And you can see this in Dershu footnote number 33. He brings down from the Chazon Ish. And he says, Shachomitz mizbatel, the chomitz over here has become nullified. V'niyachelek mihabagodim v'aniyaros. It has basically become part of the clothing. The starch over here is now part of the clothing. It's not a separate entity. The glue over here, gluing the papers together, has become a part of the of paper and no longer considered a separate entity. And this is equivalent to v'zadoma l'chomitz shi'chadu li'yeshiva. This is like what we talked about yesterday, the kapos sa'or over here, where you basically have a block of chomitz that you're using as a chair. you were miyachid it to be a chair and not to be used for any eating purposes. So therefore, over here, in that situation, why is it not chametz? Because you also spoiled it by putting in tit, by putting in some sort of pitch or tar over there, and therefore, mutar l'kaymo b'Pesach. So too over here, in all of these things, they essentially have been removed from their original status of being chametz, and now have the status of being something else, the glue for the papers, or over here, the starch for the shirt. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot and Tezayin, mutar l'kaymo, you're allowed to keep them. However, he says, don't put these starched clothings over here on the table, because the lefamim sometimes because you still may have actual particles of chametz over here, and you have to be concerned that they'll break off over here and crumble, and you'll be essentially putting in chametz, which is also with a mashu on Pesach, into your food. And therefore, certainly don't put in any flour that's Pesach, thick of flour, into this area over here. Likewise, he says, and he says you have these kerchiefs over here of women, that it was the normal practice over here that you would prepare them in a way with flour until they would become thicker and therefore would be better utilized. Certainly the chametz comes off from them, and therefore they shouldn't wear them while they're eating, because little pieces of the starch or the chametz over here might fall into their food, and that would be a problem. He adds, those that are very careful and zealous in their performance of mitzvos. He says, Noagim they will not use within 30 days before Pesach starch or any of these items like that in their clothing before Pesach. 30 days before Pesach. They will starch their clothing or use whatever they need to do to clean their clothing with something that's not from the five grains, and therefore there's no isser or potential isser over here of chametz. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'lochein mutar l'dabek niyoros b'chalon toch shlosh l'me Pesach. Therefore, the Ramah says, based upon this, a person would be permitted to go and take papers and plaster them onto the windows within 30 days of Pesach. Because, again, it is not considered significant over here as being chametz. It's designated as being something that's glue and not chametz. The Ramah continues and he says, not everybody agrees with this. He says, v'yesh machmirim. There are those that disagree. Im nira mi b'chutz, if the chometz is visible from the outside. And this is brought down in the Trumas HaDeshen and Amari Vile. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yudzayin, he explains, the Sviril Hu, this Yesh Machmirim opinion of the Trumas HaDeshen and the Amari Vile, they hold, dikashenikar mi b'chutz, if the chometz is recognizable from the outside, mikrei tzuras ha-chometz o medes ha-dayin. In that situation, it hasn't lost its status of being chametz because it's still recognizable. And even though it's dried up and it's not really ideal, but it still is recognizable as chametz, and therefore it is not permitted to be used. The Chazon Ish adds over here, as you can see in Dershu footnote number 34, Shamekilim, the lenient opinion before the Yesh Machmirim, they hold Shekivan Sheshichvas Hadevek Daka Ma'od, that this glue over here is very thin. It's a base over here, it's very thin. Butler, it becomes nullified, v'nies chelek mehachalon, and it essentially is absorbed into the window, and it's part of the chalon. U'kishem shechelev chita shekobsu b'begodim ariyo batel v'nies chelek mehabeged, just like in the starch in the clothing, it becomes part of the clothing. Therefore, the makilim say that the glue on the window here, even though you can still see some of the particles of chametz, is not considered significant. The machmirim over here, the Trumas HaDesh and the Marivile, so they hold shecholug din shaladevik shebechalon mechelev chita shekipsu babagodim. They say there's a difference between the starch and the clothing and there's glue on the windows. Why? Shekein hadevik bechalon, the glue on the windows, osui bishachva avo yoser measher chelev chita nimsa babagodim. Because the glue on the window is a thicker base over here than is the starch in the clothing. And therefore, it's like a dough, shetachu bo sabayis shetzorach levaro. If you use some sort of a dough on your house, you do have to get rid of it. So too over here, this glue in the window is thicker and more significant than the case that we were talking about with the starch on the clothing. And that's why the machmirim over here are machmir. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Vein heter lididu linyan dibuk niyoros b'chametz. Likewise, according to the Machmir opinion, you can't go and glue the pieces of paper together, ela ba'ofen shein nira mi b'chutz ma'moshos ha-chametz, unless you can see on either side of the paper over here actual pieces of chametz. Ubedibuk haniyoros b'chalon, in regards to the window, tzorech lididu, according to this opinion, lasos ha-bortzei b'liloso rakamod. If you want to use it, you must make this paste over here on the window very, very light. And you have to go and include the dough over here that you're using over here, the chametz that you're using over here, the glue that you're using over here, in between. Shlo yeh mevatz beitz lachutz klal, that it shouldn't be sticking out at all and be visible from either side. Miu. But if you did it before 30 days before Pesach, then everybody would agree, in that situation, even the Machmirim would say it's okay, even though you can see pieces of the Chametz from the outside. Why? Because after more than 30 days, it definitely has become hard and disgusting, and therefore it's not considered chametz anymore. And this is equivalent to the damin lepaschinus afesh ashenis only achilas kelev. Here it's equivalent to the bread that's spoiled that even a dog wouldn't eat it. And therefore, if the total amount over here of the chametz sticker stuff in the papers was less than a kizayis, then even within 30 days before Pesach, there is no concern over here. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschu V'yesh Machmirim, Im Nira B'mechutz, he says, from the fact that the Achronim don't discuss this over here, it seems that they paskin over here like this, Trumas Hadeshen and the Marivayel, that they're Machmirim, like this Yesh Machmirim, with the exception of the Pre-Chodosh, Kosav D'Iko Kedar Rishonah, he passes like the more lenient opinion. With this, we conclude Siv Kimmel and today's Shir.